This is Dr. Doi dictating consultation on Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, last name Amendola, A-M-E-N-D-O-L-A, Amendola, new paragraph, patient seen for Dr. Fazio, new paragraph, dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 68-year-old female comes here for evaluation today. She does not smoke or drink. She has allergies to Cipro, Bactrim, Macrobid, Mirapex, Requip, R-E-Q-U-I-P, and Effexor. Symptoms, main symptoms she has is recent problems with her cardiovascular system. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient had multiple things that went on in last several months. On 11-5-25, she had SI ablation. Subsequently, she had a heart attack that she was admitted at Texas Health Hospital in Frisco. She had angioplasty by Dr. William Brown. On 11-8, she had mini stroke, that is TIA, and 11-8, she also has had angiogram done by Dr. Siva Sontineni, S-O-N-T-I-N-E-N-I. The patient since was seen by Dr. Fazio, and she is referred here for evaluation to rule out hypercoagulable status. New paragraph. Past medical history, she has history of hypertension, she has history of coronary artery disease, she also has history of restless leg syndrome, and she has significant degenerative joint disease with lumbar radiculopathy. She has back surgery in the past. She also has spinal stenosis. She had oophorectomy in 2008, hysterectomy in 1999, and bladder suspension also is in 1999. She had pelvic reconstruction in 2010. New paragraph. She is on several medications which include aspirin and Plavix. She also is on Nadolol, N-A-D-O-L-O-L, 80 milligram, Olmesartan 40x12.5 with HCTZ. She is on Estradiol 0.5 milligram, Baclofen 20. She takes Lyrica for pain, also has been on Hydrocodone. She also takes clonazepam and alprazolam. New paragraph, physical exam. She is 68-year-old, 5 feet 5 inches tall, blood pressure 135 or 64. She is weighing 175. ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis on recent history of TIAs and MI, history of several cardiovascular events. New paragraph. Rule out hypercoagulable status. Diagnosis 3, degenerative joint disease with significant arthritis of the spine and spinal stenosis. Recommendations, we'll go ahead and send her to the lab to have coagulation profile drawn, including protein C, protein S, antithrombin 3 level, factor 5 Leiden mutation, and phospholipid syndrome evaluation. Thank you. This is a consultation on Sally Amendola. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio. Thank you.